AI is coming whether we like it or not. In a lot of ways, it's already here. And what we have available, ChatGPT, Gemini, Grok, and Claude, are quite literally child's play compared to what they have. What's really coming out, what's on the horizon, is unlike anything we could have ever imagined. Now, I'm not afraid of AI per se. It's just a tool, just like any tool that humans have created. Whether it's the television, the telephone, the computer, or any other invention that people were scared of at first, but are now part of our daily lives. This is not something that in and of itself is good or bad, but is something that humans can use for either good or bad, like a gun or a knife or anything else. So I'm not afraid to use AI because I know that my intentions are good, but I am afraid of what the world elites might do with it. Everyone can see that I use AI-generated videos in my videos because I want to create a scene that matches what I'm saying. I used to get a lot of complaints because the stock images and videos would not exactly match what I was saying very well. Then here comes AI, and all that changes, and I'm still getting complaints for some people because I'm using AI. AI is just a tool. The last few months, I started using AI to help me refine my scripts, though I'm going to back off of that somewhat, because I think that might have had something to do with what happened to my YouTube channel. I used AI in the early stages of my book to critique my writing, suggest alternative phrasing, and catch grammatical and sentence structure errors, the same way a person would use a developmental editor. I hired my daughter, who has a writing degree, as my official editor. She, my wife, and I spent the last 3 weekends going through the book line by line, asking me if I want to write it this way or that way. I still have one sentence to decide how I want to say it, then it's done, and we're off to the next phase. Hopefully, it will be published and in your hands in a month or two. But the story is mine, the dialogue is mine, what happens in the book came from me, I just used AI to make my writing better. In this quest to write a book, I did what I always do when I'm taking on a new venture. I watched YouTube videos by people who are experts in what it is I am setting out to do. I've watched a lot of videos from authors, editors, and publishers. And let me tell you, AI has got them really concerned. To comfort themselves, they say things like, well, AI will never replace human editors. Which is absurd, because of course it will. Not only is AI going to replace editors, AI is going to replace all of us, all jobs eventually. And that's the real crux of the matter. What is the world going to look like when that happens? And from what I'm hearing, it's going to begin very soon, like perhaps starting this year. Now, hopefully the full ramifications won't be felt for a few years. If you like what you see, please like and share the video and subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. If you'd like to support this channel, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. This channel was recently demonetized, so any amount helps. Those who have bought coffees since the premiere of my last video and the recording of this one are Metal of Antioch. You can also like and follow us on Facebook, X, BitChute, Rumble, and Substack. Before we get into what the world could look like when AI takes over, I do want to address some common fears that people have concerning AI, and realize that all of this is just my opinion. Number one, is AI going to kill all of us? Probably not, although those who control AI can use it to kill us, but AI cannot decide on its own to kill everybody. Now, I asked ChatGPT about the different scenarios in movies that show AI taking over and killing everybody, the Terminator, etc., and it said no to all of them except the 100. The basis of the TV show The 100 is that a supercomputer, AI, was controlling all of the nukes all over the world, and it was programmed to do whatever was best for the Earth. Well, it decided that human beings were an infestation and needed to be gotten rid of to protect the Earth, so it set off all the nuclear bombs. ChatGPT said that that was a legitimate thing that could occur, but we would just have to put the safeguards in so to make sure it doesn't happen. But the reason that all of the other scenarios, such as the Terminator, could not occur is because of the answer to number two. Is AI going to become self-aware, conscious, or have sentience? And the answer is no. If AI became self-aware, conscious, whatever you want to call it, then it would be alive. And humans cannot create life, only God can. And how would we know? If it started acting like it had become self-aware, How would we know it was actually conscious and not just mimicking consciousness? The idea that humans could build a computer so sophisticated that it gains consciousness and rational thought, that it becomes alive, is the lie of the Garden of Eden. You too can become like God. That's why it's always in movies from godless Hollywood. Is AI the Antichrist? No. Could the Antichrist use AI? Yes. But the Antichrist himself will be a human male, perfectly possessed by the devil. Is AI the mark of the beast? No, though it could be used in conjunction with the mark, used to enforce the mark. The mark is not something that we can accidentally receive without knowing the consequences. People will be given a choice. Renounce the faith, receive the mark, and have a good life, or retain the faith, refuse the mark, and suffer, perhaps even martyrdom. People are going to knowingly give up the faith in order not to suffer. This is one reason I believe that all of that will happen after the era of peace, when practically the whole world is Catholic. And finally, is AI really demons? No, but demons can use technology. I've heard exorcists say they have gotten texts and even phone calls from demons. That doesn't mean that the telephone and cell phone are demonic. It just means that if Christ allows it, demons can affect technology. Like making lights turn on and off, AI is no different other than its sophistication. The real problem, so to speak, with AI is that it is going to replace humans in the job market. And I mean all of us, starting more towards the top going down. So a lot of blue-collar jobs will be the last to go. But eventually robots are going to be the mechanics, plumbers, etc. But those will probably be last. This will leave humanity in a crisis it's never seen before. Part of the problem is the competition to develop AI is so fierce that it's getting developed at warp speed. It's coming way too fast without taking its ramifications into account. To quote Dr. Ian Malcolm, "You are so concerned with whether or not you could that you didn't stop to think whether or not you should. Rather than developing AI slowly and integrating it into society, giving it a chance to acclimate, it's coming at breakneck speed and will likely bring down the whole system, causing 50% unemployment or higher, mass foreclosures, homelessness, starvation, and riots. Society will have to be reorganized. Money will have to change. What do you mean by that? For all of human history, currency, whatever that is, has been based on exchange, specifically exchange for work. You pay me to do this job for you. Very soon, that is going to be irrelevant because AI will be doing all the work. I know it sounds strange to say that actual robots are going to be doing all the work, but I remember watching a documentary about 15 years ago, maybe longer, that showed how advanced robotics had come. They developed robots that can move like humans a long time ago. These things can run, jump, and even balance. What was missing was the intelligence aspect. Well, now they have it, or will have it soon. Add mask technology and the fact that they can almost perfectly replicate human skin, and in 10 years you could be having a face-to-face conversation with a robot AI and not even know it. Since robots and computers have no need for money and humans won't be able to do anything to earn it, where does that leave us? It's not just the regular people this will affect. It will affect everyone, including the wealthy. What good is having a robot mechanic if nobody can afford to get their car fixed? There are a few different ways this could end up, and I'll start with the best case scenario, then the worst case, then the one that I believe will be the case. But regardless of how this all ends up, the transition is going to be brutal. I think it's a good idea to start stocking up on some food and water. Also, buy or make a solar generator. Buy or make a water purifier. Make a bug-out plan. My wife and I have started doing this. No need to go overboard, but you don't want to be caught off guard. Now, I built a solar generator last year. If you want, I can make a video showing it to you and giving a quick explanation. I'll link the videos I watched to make mine, but just to give you an idea of how much you can save building your own versus buying one, I recently bought a gravity water filter from Four Patriots. And of course, they show you all of the other stuff you can buy from them as well. And one of them is a 1,200-watt solar generator with two 100-watt solar panels for $1,500. Mine is 2,000 watts, so that's 800 more watts, with two 100-watt solar panels, so the same there. And I built it for $650 last year. So mine is more powerful for less than half the price. If you want me to make that video, let me know in the comments. Prime days are coming up. That's how I built mine so cheap. So it's actually a really good time to do it. Okay, so here are the different scenarios society could find itself in when AI completely takes over. I know some of you are saying they can't replace all humans. Someone still has to build the units, program them, and maintain them. This is true for now, but eventually AI and AI robots will become completely self-sufficient. Not only will they be doing all of our work, but they will be mining the ores, building and operating the factories that make the units, as well as programming and maintenance. When that happens, the best case scenario is some kind of quasi-Marxist society. By the way, that doesn't mean that I am advocating for Marxism. I'm not. And also, all of this is coming from tech moguls and billionaires that are at the forefront of what's going on. They're the ones who are saying this is going to happen. But under this quasi-Marxist society, everyone will be given living quarters, food, and other basic necessities, as well as a few amenities. The reason Marxism could never work economically is because it does not take into account the human condition. Humans have to be motivated to work, and we are greedy. Marxism offers no positive motivation for work and allows unscrupulous people with no morals the opportunity to get in high places and abuse the rest. At least capitalism offers some positive motivation and has some safeguards against abuse. Not that it doesn't happen, nor am I advocating for capitalism, but it is clearly the better of the two systems. But capitalism will not be workable. Since there will be no work for humans, these problems with Marxism will seemingly be solved, and this is how it will be sold to us. Notice I said seemingly. The reality is the human condition will still be a problem. Marxism can never work, no matter what the situation. There will still be inequality. Those who control the system will live in absolute luxury, and everyone else will have a meager existence. You will own nothing and be happy. But they won't be happy. They will be miserable. All you have to do is look at those who are dependent on the welfare system and those who come from wealthy families to see that having all your needs met without earning it makes people miserable and destructive, either self-destructive or they lash out at society or both. This will cause those in control to become heavy-handed with the rest, which could lead to the worst case scenario, which is the elites kill most people. One thing that is absolutely true is those at the top run society. We are dependent on them. And since all of the work will be done by AI, the elites won't need us anymore. Rather than forge a society to accommodate us, they may decide we are too much of a bother and need to go. Of course, they won't get rid of everyone. They'll keep a few hundred million of us around for whatever reason, but the vast majority get liquidated. This is why owning and learning how to use a boomstick is of the utmost importance. That amendment is probably the only American principle that is in line with Catholic principles, in my opinion. The right to adequately defend yourself and your family. Yes, a side piece is good, but it might be time to consider taking a trip down the Arkansas I-5 or something like it before that road is closed permanently, even if it is tragically lost in a boating accident, which undoubtedly will be the case if they come asking questions about your trip. I firmly believe the only reason tyrannical oppression has been kept at bay in the United States is because 80 million Americans own boomsticks, 20 to 30 million of which are those boomsticks, which is why they want to get rid of them so badly. Don't fall for the propaganda against those particular boomsticks or the events surrounding them that may or may not be true. As long as they and the others are out there, the elites won't dare oppress us, no army can invade us, and this option won't happen to Americans. But what can happen is what I think will happen. Social currency. Money is an idea. It's not real. A 10-year-old understands this. We lose that understanding when we get older, stop asking questions, and accept the system. The only reason the American dollar or any other currency has any value isn't because we agreed that it does. It's because they say it does. By the time the goods come to us, we are told it is worth X amount of dollars, and to get dollars, you have to work. I've never understood the resistance to transitioning to digital currency. First of all, we're already there. Your paycheck hits your bank account, and you pay everything with a bank card, credit card, and if you're really behind the times, a good old-fashioned check. Where's the currency? People freak out about getting rid of paper and coin money, as if it gives them some kind of independence. But the people who say these slips of paper are money are the same people who are going to say digital currency is now money. Hoard cash all you want to, but when they say it's worthless, it's worthless. I feel the same about gold, too. If, let's say, society collapses, Gold's not going to be worth anything. The only thing that's going to be worth anything is food and water. Anyway. But they're not stupid, the people who control the system. They know the currency, whatever it will be, has to be earned by people or they have no self-worth. People without self-worth are dangerous. So how do we earn money in an age of no work? The same as it's always been done. You do what those who control money want you to do. Initially, a basic universal income will be implemented to solve the problem. Eventually, however, in order to keep your basic income or get more, you'll have to play by their rules. One possibility is a social credit score. A good social credit score, and you can live in a nice house in a nice area, own a nice car, have premium entertainment, etc. A low credit score, and you live in squalor. Refuse to participate, and you'll be lucky to live in a makeshift hut outside the city, eating whatever you can scavenge, if you live at all. What do you do to get a good social credit score? You believe and say the right things. There's an episode of Black Mirror with Bryce Dallas Howard called Nosedive that shows this in action. So they've already told us this is what they want to do, and it's already in place in China. Of course, right opinions will be against the true Christian faith, or even outright anti-Christian. This, I believe, could be the mark of the beast. Having the mark on your hand or forehead could be symbolic for what you believe, your forehead, or what you do, your hands. You at least have to go along with it, even if you don't believe it. Or you can't buy, sell, or trade. So you might want to prepare. Buy some extra food and water, no need to go crazy. Also get some boomsticks and the projectiles that make them useful. And learn how to grow food and purify water. Because you're going to be willing to die of starvation and thirst for Christ until you're dying of starvation and thirst for Christ. At that moment, when they come to you saying, you can have food and water, all you have to do is throw a pinch of incense on the altar of Caesar. Unless you have a special grace from God, you're going to fail. We have a tendency to romanticize the Roman martyrdom, no pun intended, believing that all the Christians willingly went to their death. But the reality is most Christians caved when the time came. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Nobody knows what society will look like when AI takes over, and it will take over eventually, but we can rest assured of two things. Society as we know it will cease to exist, and what replaces it will not be friendly to Christians. So prepare. Buy some extra food and water, no need to go crazy, and learn the skills that our grandparents had. Self-sufficiency is the only option we have unless you want to be dependent on the new society. Also, pray the rosary, do penance, and the first five Saturdays. If enough people do that, maybe this can all be avoided. Until my next video, God bless.